News Talk 1110 KBND News. Time is 5 minutes after 5. Good afternoon on a beautiful Thursday. I'm Dennis Shaw, right along with Kelly Blyer. In fact, now from the largest radio news staff east of the Cascades, here is Kelly Blyer with live local news on News Talk 1110 KBND. Good afternoon, Kelly.
Thanks so much, Dennis. The Oregon legislature has passed the governor's health care reform plan, 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports.
Republican Representative Tim Freeman says this bill is the next step in the evolution of the Oregon health plan.
We will be working on this problem for many, many years.
It creates coordinated care organizations to bring management of health to the regional level within the state. Democratic Representative Tina Kotek says it improves health care throughout Oregon.
And we will all benefit because of that.
It's estimated the program will save up to $300 million in this budget period and more than $1 billion in the next biennium. The governor is expected to sign it.
In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
State Representative Jason Conger of Bend says the governor's health care reform bill isn't perfect, but it is a step in the right direction. Conger voted in favor of the bill.
The bill may not be perfect, and it probably will have to have more work done to it in future years, but it is past time that we actually take some steps to deal with the problems we all know exist in our current healthcare system. And this is something, you know, in a sense, this is a modest step because it only involves the Oregon Health Plan.
Supporters of the idea hope they can slow down rising health care costs by better managing chronic illnesses and mental health conditions so that patients can avoid expensive emergency room visits. Opponents say they're concerned the idea isn't thoroughly vetted and the medical malpractice needed to be part of that bill. All of Oregon's mail processing will soon occur only in Portland. The Postal Service has decided to consolidate all of its centers. That means the centers in Bend, Salem, Eugene, and Pendleton will close sometime after May 15th. Postal Service spokesman Ron Anderson says you'll probably notice the consolidation when you mail letters within the city of Bend.
Currently, we have a 1 to 3 day delivery standard, and what's being proposed is that we would go to a 2 to 3 day delivery standard. So you're right, in many instances, mailing a letter from Bend to Bend would, of course, currently takes now 1 day, would more than likely go to 2 days. And that's probably the only real significant change that most people would notice.
The centers to be closed employ just over 160 workers. Some will transfer to Portland, or many may move to another postal job. The consolidation is to reduce costs due to a decrease in volume for the Postal Service. Many service employees at St. Charles are frustrated at the lack of movement on reaching a contract over the last year. Some workers filed a petition with the Labor Relations Board to help a decertification vote to remove the union. These workers voted to unionize last year, but during the last year have been unable to reach a contract agreement with the hospital. Mel James is a nursing assistant at St. Charles. He's confident the decertification vote will go down to defeat, just as nurses at Pioneer Hospital in Prineville rejected removing their union.
I mean, I think that you can draw some parallels between the two, you know, as far as the decertification process and that the that there's going to be a vote, and I'm pretty confident that, you know, that the vote will fail as far as the decertification. And, you know, I think then we will see, you know, some movement on a contract. I think that you can draw some parallels there between this process and the one that the ONA went through in Prineville. I think that's pretty fair to say.
To go forward, 30% of union employees must want to hold a decertification vote. The price of regular unleaded in Bend right now is between $3.57 a gallon and $3.89 a gallon for regular unleaded. And Marie Dodds with AAA of Oregon believes it will get higher.
In Oregon, I think we are going to top $4 a gallon. I think we could end up in the vicinity of $4.35 for a statewide peak. And, of course, some markets will be higher than that. Bend tends to be higher than the Oregon average, as does Southern Oregon. With a national average, I think we will peak somewhere in the neighborhood of $3.75 to $4.25.
The last big run-up on gas prices was in July of 2008 when the national average peaked at $4.29 a gallon. Dodd says the reason for those high prices back in 2008 were investor speculation and high demand from high developing countries. And today she says the saber rattling in the Middle East and higher demand from developing countries are the main factors for the increase. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.